Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, yes. It's that time on Friday morning, which we do every Friday morning during the football season. It's our No Prize Pick'em Challenge. You know how it works. We have a slate of games and our celebrity guest who today is the head coach of our St. Louis University men's Billikens, Josh Schertz. Hey, Coach, welcome aboard. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mary. Happy holidays. Happy to be on for this pick'em. I think I was on once before, went probably, 0-for-8, so people should really be following to what I'm saying.
You keep your focus on that ball, Corey. You're playing really good ball right now. We want to keep that going.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I have to choose, I'm picking the court now. We've had a good start of the year and looking forward to back to work. Yeah, absolutely. Back to work later today. So guys are back from Christmas and got a game Sunday and then right into conference play New Year's Eve.
Yeah, conference play is where it gets really exciting. We're all looking forward to it. But what we have to focus on now, gentlemen, is our No Prize Pick'em Challenge. I will list the game and then Coach Schertz will tell us who's going to win. Then our guest listener, John Hancock, will tell us who he thinks, and then we'll get Michael Kelly and Hancock Sr. The winner gets to return next Friday and win yet another non-prize. So let's get started, shall we? The first game, Coach, is the Houston Texans at the Los Angeles Chargers, two teams in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, I'm going. We were in LA. I got to tour SoFi Stadium and be in the Chargers box. That's enough for me to go with the Chargers. I feel like that's a good enough reason. The Texans, I wasn't in their stadium, so I feel like I'm going with the Chargers at home in SoFi.
He says Chargers. John Hancock.
I'm going with Coach. I like the Chargers here.
All right, Michael Kelly.
Free Chargers.
Well, I hate to tell you, gentlemen, but the best defense in football, the Houston Texans, are going to win this game. All right, that's one down and several to go. Baltimore, the Ravens against the Green Bay Packers. This will be a game with playoff implications. What do you think, Coach?
Is Lamar Jackson playing? I don't think he is. So I'm going to go with the Packers to get it done, I guess. Go on the Packers if Lamar Jackson's not playing.
The Green Bay at home, he says. John.
I agree. There's a lot of issues with Lamar and the Ravens right now, it seems. He's probably not playing. Packers are banged up, but I still like him to get it done.
Michael Kelly.
Baltimore Ravens, even with Lamar, they'll take on these Packers who are just trying to get back on the
field. Well, is Jordan Love playing this week? Do we know?
I don't think he is.
All right.
I don't think so.
Then I am going to go on the road for the Baltimore Ravens to win that game. Their playoff life is on the line. Okay. Now we head to the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who somehow magically find themselves in first place against the lowly Cleveland Browns. Coach Schertz.
I'm going with the Steelers. I think they get it done against the Browns, only because the Browns are one of the worst teams in the NFL. So I'm going Steelers.
Yeah, it's not been pretty in Cleveland. John?
Aaron Rodgers has been cooking. I like the Steelers here. They keep it rolling. Clinch the AFC North.
How about that, Michael Kelly?
I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan, but they're going to win this game.
Well, then allow me, gentlemen, to pick an upset on week 17 in the NFL. We're going with the Cleveland Browns to win this game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brownie.
Wow. Yeah, there, I know.
Out on a limb there.
All right. Oh, one team ascendant, another team descendant in this contest between the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going into Indianapolis to play the Colts. Coach.
Is Philip Rivers starting? No.
I think so.
Probably is. I'm going with the Jags. I feel like they're playing good ball. Colts have lost a bunch in a row, beat up. I'm going with the Jags to get it done.
All right, John, the Trevor Lawrence-led Jacksonville Jaguars.
Coming off a big win, this is a letdown spot for the Jags, and the Philip Rivers comeback story needs a win. I'm taking the Colts.
Taking the Colts. Did you see Rivers try and throw the ball 30 yards the other day?
Doesn't matter.
Michael Kelly.
I'm for the old man. Go horse.
Well, I'm very sympathetic to grandparents, as you all know. But I have to say the Jaguars are going to win this game, and they're going to win it handily. All right. A few more to go here, gents. Ooh, the Seattle Seahawks against the Carolina Panthers, who are fighting for a playoff spot in Carolina, Coach.
Gonna go with Hawks are fighting for the number one seed right in the NFC.
Yep.
So I'm gonna go with the Hawks getting it done on the road, trying to clinch the top spot, the bye in the playoffs.
That was quite a win they had the other night, John.
The Hawks by 2 touchdowns.
Ooh, wow, bold.
Yeah, Seattle.
Well, let's see here. Yes, carry the one. You know what? The Carolina Panthers at home, they're going to have those miserable teal uniforms or whatever they are, but they're going to pull this one out. It's the Panthers by a field goal in this game. All right. Now we go, to Miami, to Florida, the sunny state of Florida, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the struggling Buccaneers, play the Miami Dolphins in Miami. Coach.
Gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going with, I would like to go with the Dolphins, but so much drama with the benching and Quinn Ewers. I'm going with the Bucs finding a way by a field goal.
Wow, Bucs who have struggled mightily since the early part of the season, John.
Baker Mayfield, shoulders on, no pun intended, with the bad shoulder, and the Bucs get it done and sets up a winner-take-all showdown with Carolina next week.
How about that, Michael
Ditto,
Kelly?
Baker Mayfield wins this game.
Well, boys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Tua Tagovailoa, or whatever his name is going to lead those Dolphins.
He's benched.
Oh. Well, because Tua Tagovailoa is on the bench, the Miami Dolphins are going to win this game, I predict. All right, we've got just one more, and this is a good one. We have the Philadelphia Eagles in Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills, Coach.
Going to be probably minus 25. I'm going with no tush push. I'm going with the Bills at home to get it done.
Wow. John?
I think the Eagles pull this one out. They've been up and down all year. I think they get it done.
Michael Kelly.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
What does that spell? Let's see. Oh, that's the Eagles. All right, you ought to spell it like the mayor of Philly. The Buffalo Bills at home at Wilson's, what's his name? Joe Wilson, the owner of the team. Ben Wilson.
Ralph Wilson, something.
The Bills.
Something.
The Bills. The Bills are going to win. Okay, the pain is almost over, gentlemen, because now we are turning our attention to the Sunday night classic matchup. Now, I need the winner of this game and your guess for the total points scored that will serve as our tiebreaker. So the game is between the upstart Chicago Bears against the very solid San Francisco 49ers in the Bay Area. Who wins and how many total points, Coach?
Gosh, I am going to go. That's such a tough one.
It is
I'm going to go 30-27 Niners. So 57 points scored, Niners by three.
49ers, 57. That's a lot of numbers. All right.
Yeah.
Junior.
The Ben Johnson Experience rolls on. Caleb, the Iceman Williams, keeps it going with some late heroics. McCaffrey has a good game, but the Bears' run game is just a step better. 24-20, Caleb Williams' game-winning drive. The Chicago Bears stake their claim for the one seed.
All right, that's quite enough. Michael.
I'll take the Bears' total points, 36.
Oh, a defensive struggle.
Yes, sir.
Well, this game, as you know, is taking place in the Bay Area. And as you know, Brock Purdy is back. And as you know, that running back, Christian McCaffrey, who's just been ahead of a phenomenal season. The 49ers are going to win this game. And, folks, there's going to be 62 points scored combined in this game. And so there you have it. Coach, who's the opponent on Sunday?
We got Principia, so our non-Division One game on Sunday, and then leads us right into conference play New Year's Eve, 3 o'clock against St. Joe's. So two home games here to finish out this homestand, and conference play right around the corner. So excited to get to it, but Sunday will be a good one, 2 o'clock against Principia.
Yeah, it's an exciting team. Have you noticed the crowd starting to swell as this little run has gone on to start the season?
Yeah, no, it's certainly you can tell. I mean, you've got your diehards that are there every night, and we so appreciate them. But you can see, last game we played a Sunday game against New Hampshire, have 6,000 people in there. They're expecting, 7 to 8 for New Year's Eve against it's a 3 o'clock tip against St. Joe's. So crowds are coming. That's a huge deal, as you know. I mean, I went last year to the Blues game 6, in the NH in the playoffs.
Yes.
And that environment was just incredible. And it was probably my epiphany of, man, what this could be, what a great sports town St. Louis is if you're winning and you're entertaining. And you got to be able to do both. You got to earn it. But we're working to earn that home court advantage that I saw in that game 6 there with the Blues.
Well, it may be that we'll be talking to you again next Friday, should you be fortunate enough to prevail in the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. That's Josh Schertz, the coach of our very exciting and talented St. Louis University men's basketball team, the Billikens. When we come back, Michael has some thoughts on board games. That should be interesting. That's next on KMOX.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. We'll take you all the way till noon, where our good friend Mike Claiborne and Renee Knott are going to be together for the Gas House Gang.
The good old Gas House Gang. Lots to talk about. Things are churning along out there in the off season. I kind of expected that we might see some moves before the end of the calendar year. Still might. But I've been encouraged by what the Cardinals have done.
So Christmas usually brings that time where when you're with your family, you wind up playing some board games.
Yeah.
And I've not played a board game in about 10 years.
Buddy.
The last board game I think I played was Trivia Pursuit. And it's kind of like an outdated game, right? Because, I mean, everybody's got a phone in their pocket, and there's so much quicker action that you can play.
Well, you can't cheat. I mean, that's the whole point of the game is you can't cheat.
Right.
Trivia Pursuit's still out there. And, you know, some of us... Some of us, our knowledge of trivia is quite impressive. Mike Claiborne joins us. Are you a board game guy?
Yes, I'm a trivia guy. My routine daily is watching Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, my God, I love that show.
How do you do on the categories?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I always try to sit next to somebody who doesn't. You know,
right.
She thinks, boy, you're really smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a great story. I had a friend of mine. Went to college with. His son was in the team championship. And he gets to the finals.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a two-day total. So the final question was, what general wrote a letter of apology as he was about to go into battle? And so the one guy was from Kentucky, and he had no clue.
Yeah.
The other guy was from India, and he said, I'm not good with American history. So Leonard's answer was, Some guy at Normandy, can't think of his name, but I just won $75,000 because he didn't wager anything, and the other guys had to cancel each other out. So he wagered. He is now a very successful doctor. He ended up going to Brown University.
Well, what was the answer?
Eisenhower.
Oh,
yeah, right before D-Day.
Yeah,
he wrote a letter to apologize, but you know, because the weather was so bad.
Yeah.
That it really had more of a chance to fail than it did succeed.
Well, and the loss of life.
Exactly.
I like playing the Jeopardy game, you know, where you just sit there and kind of shout out the answers. I would have a hard time with the who is, what is. I just say the answer.
Here's what I think the key to Jeopardy is. You got to be good with the clicker.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to recognize words in the question.
That are clues.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have to do that, but it's the clicker. Everybody mm-hmm. I've known who's ever played said, if you're not good with the clicker.
You're not fast enough with it.
Exactly.
Junior, how about you? You're a board game guy.
Board games and trivia, Jeopardy. As long as there's no Shakespeare, I'm usually
pretty
decent.
I just sit back from the Shakespeare.
The art. I'm like, let's step back. Let's get to sports. Let's get to history.
If there's a Shakespeare category, one of the answers is always going to be Iago.
Hey, so is that like the letter C on multiple choice?
I-A-G-O. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's Macbeth and it's not about Lady Macbeth, it's about Iago. That's my
I'll remember
thing.
That, should I ever.
Yeah.
Can I diverge for a second since we got Claves here?
Might as
yes.
well.
So, Mike, I spent the weekend with my nephews, all younger than me, and the regular question came up, and it's an age difference, I'm convinced, but I'd like to hear your eloquent answer. Who's the GOAT of basketball?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Hey!
Oh, really?
Hey!
Well, think about this. He was great at every level.
Yep.
He had a record that stood for 38 years and only took 3 3-point shots. He had an unstoppable shot. He won every award there is, with the exception of Rookie of the Year, at least twice. So I don't know why anybody would think somebody was better than that.
How many championships did he win?
At least six.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
And you're right about the unstoppable shot to Skyhook.
Yeah.
It was.
But think about every level that he ever played, he was the best player.
Uh-huh.
From grade school to high school, obviously UCLA. He turned the Milwaukee Bucks around in 2 years. He won multiple championships with the Lakers. And he has, 38 years that record stood. And it took LeBron how many years? 20?
Right.
Plus, you think about all the three-point shots that he had to make in order to even be close. So, yeah, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What a good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer. The three-point shot didn't actually come into play until after the merger, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And people will have their eras, but give me Kareem for one night in his prime.
Who's your starting five of all time?
Man. Position or players?
Just players. Pick the five best players.
Kareem, Wilt, Michael.
Man.
Magic.
Man.
I take Larry Bird.
Putting LeBron in there.
Well, you know
LeBron?
What? Now, it's either Larry Bird or Julius Erving. Now, I'm a Julius Erving fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I apologize to Julius Erving for not including him in that five. But I love Larry Bird because he was such a trash talker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know? You can make a case for Oscar Robertson, too.
The big O. Yeah, of course.
But Dr. J
changed the game.
He did.
He was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan.
And he's probably the reason why the merger even happened
at
all.
Exactly.
I mean, it was all about getting Dr. J into the NBA.
And you know what? The other thing about him, maybe the coolest person off the court that you'll ever meet.
Is that right?
I mean, growing up, you know, you always hope that if you meet a person that you kind of look up to, and then when you finally meet him, you hope he's cool. He far exceeded that for me.
Well, he was a guy that predated Jordan in flying through the air.
Yes.
I mean, he would take flight from...
Well, that All-Star game in Denver, I think it was 74, 75, where he took off from the free throw line for a slam dunk.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's been trying to do it ever since. But, yeah, Dr. J would be on that list. But, man, you know, five... See, I'm like this. I'd rather have a team.
Yeah. Right.
Give me a team of 12. And I can spread out because I need somebody who can guard somebody.
So Bird had a worse mouth than Michael? Because they said Michael would just talk to people while he was playing with them.
Larry Bird would talk so much trash and tell guys what he was going to do to them.
Uh-huh.
And there was no comeback. I mean, you know, if he said he was going to do it, I think one of the best ones, the three-point shooting contest. He came in the locker room and asked everybody, who's playing for second? Because I got this. Never took off his warm-up jacket and won the three-point shooting contest.
Right.
I mean, but there's so many Larry Bird stories out there. And he's, you know, he's that humble, quiet guy because, you know, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. But you get him in the right room with the right people, they say it's a riot, man.
Mm,
wow.
I'll bet. Making the list, Bill Russell would have to be in there somewhere.
Bill Russell? Here's a great story about Bill Russell. You know, Bill Russell and Frank Robinson played high school basketball together.
Is that right? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, two Hall of Famers in two different sports on the same basketball team.
Wow.
Russell would be there because of his tenacity. You know, he wasn't a great scorer, but he could guard people, and he had a will to win. Right now, I think the game, I don't know if you guys saw any, they had five games on yesterday.
I watched them.
And I think this game of basketball is moving in a direction where we may see some of the greatest ever to play at one time because the European explosion and the way they play the game fundamentally, watching Joker for Denver, it's a work of art, man. I can't take my eyes off of him. And you look at him and say, this guy?
Yeah.
But this guy can flat out play. And you look around the league now, I mean, every team's got at least two very, very good players.
And the big men are agile. They don't seem to be like they just post up and shoot. They can move.
They showed Wembanyama hitting a 27-foot three-point last night.
Yeah.
He's 7'5", and he's taking three-point shots.
Freaks of nature,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
7'5", I can't even conceive of that.
Yeah.
You know? Can he jump?
He can do anything he wants to.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had a play yesterday where he took off, I don't know if it was right from the free throw line, but he flew a little bit.
Wow.
He doesn't have to jump to get up there.
Exactly. And then you see this, they have this kid at Florida. He's 7'9".
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, he's 7'9". He's a freshman. He's from Canada. And he's a work in progress, but he's on the floor every now and then.
It seems to me it'd be easy to hurt somebody that tall. You just push on him. You know, when he gets up in the air, you just push on him.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to tangle with him.
You,
I'll tell you that.
You can't push in this game like Jordan dealt with either, though.
No,
could you?
The game has changed. It's not as physical as it used to be, which is why we see so much scoring. You earned baskets 15 years ago. Today, you do it differently. I mean, we don't have many great post-up players. Everybody wants to take the three. And I get it. If I'm a better three shooter than getting beat up on the block, yeah, I'm going to probably stand out and shoot threes.
Before we let you go, we just had one of the best days in St. Louis, boy, but it wasn't. That was the rivalry game between Mizzou and Illinois. Is this program done?
No. I think you have to do a better job of scheduling non-conference games. That's the first thing. You can't go out and put so many blood donors on the schedule and then expect to go out and play a team like Illinois you can't shoot.
Right.
That would be my first change. I think I would also look at trying to incorporate more well-rounded players. And we talk about the European influence on the game. You look at a lot of these good teams now, man. They have kids that come from overseas that are fundamentally better than what we have in this country. They can do everything. We have to accept either we have to do a better job at teaching the game, or we better start trying to embrace this game, because the more that come over, or they have a legitimate seat at the table on how the game is being played.
That voice you hear is our own Mike Claiborne. He's going to have the Guest House Gang along with Renee Nutt at noon today. You got Michael Kelly, a couple of John Hancocks, and when we come back, Dana Hughes, a Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's going to join us right after this.
I recruited him one time.
On KOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. We're going to take you all the way till noon. You have the Gas House Gang, where we get our own Mike Claiborne and Renee Knights coming in as well. I haven't seen Renee. I hope he gets to come in. I want to say hello to him.
He'll be here. He's still got a good 25 minutes out there. Well, we're getting hold of Dana Hughes. We're looking in the control room there. So we're just going to kind of talk amongst ourselves here for a minute.
So, Mike, the thing we were going to talk about with Danan is the game that happened last night. The Chiefs kind of playing like they've played the rest of the season. But the real question now lingering whether or not the future Hall of Famer is done. If you are a Travis Kelce with a career like he's had.
I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't get to. He doesn't have that desire to want to stick around and try one more time with best quarterbacks.
But think about all the other pieces that they need to have.
Right.
I don't know whether you know this or not. That offensive line can stop a nosebleed. Okay. So that's a problem. You don't really have a legitimate running game. Your receivers are average. Mm. There's a lot of rebuild on this team, and you're getting a little long in the tooth on defense too.
But isn't it a team that can do it? Because it's been shown before. Tom Brady had that ability. He started eating contracts and getting people to come and play in their twilight. I don't think that
applies here.
Can't do it, huh?
I think they've already spread the wealth. You know, Mahomes has taken a couple of salary adjustments. And I think that if you're a good player and you say, I don't know how long this is going to last. Because, as I mentioned, the offensive line has struggled this year. Defensively, they've had a moment or two. And Mahomes might come back by October.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know what that looks like. If I'm Kelce, I've had a great career. I'm going to walk away while I can.
That's what I think, too. I think he's done.
And let's face it. He hasn't had the best season anyway. I mean, he's had a real struggle this year.
Because costly drops.
Well, and the teams now know how to defend him. You know, he's a guy that's going to find that seam in the middle, and they just throw him little crossing patterns, you know, and he makes a living at it. But now teams now move that safety up where they bracket him now, and he's not as readily available.
Was the start of the fall of the Chiefs receiving core when they lost the guy to Miami?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes and no. You know, he was more of a distraction. I mean, he's a talented player.
So fast.
But, winning teams are less distractions. You think about the New England Patriots. They never had distractions. And they had Randy Moss one year. And yeah. Randy Moss had issues. But you have to have guys who get it and understand this is our team, not your show. And, you know, I think that they were at a point where they had to make a decision on do we really pay this guy the money he thinks he deserves, or can we find somebody else?
So I think I may have fallen a hole in your argument. If it's a team that cooperates and gets along, how are the Philadelphia Eagles still doing it? Because these guys can't sit in the same room together.
That's an interesting question. It always starts – if you ever notice the discord that takes place with a football team is always a receiver or a defensive back.
Yeah.
Because they're on an island, okay? They're not in a huddle. They're not bunched up in the middle of the field. They're on an island, and they need attention. And they need this, and they need that. And when you have a guy like A.J. Brown, who's become a little bit of a distraction, and you have a mild-mannered Jalen Hurts, who, if you look at his expression, you don't know whether he's up by 50 right. or down by 50. And I think the fact that they can't rattle him is something that really frustrates people like A.J. Brown, who wants the ball. Show me a receiver that doesn't want the ball all the time, and I'll show you a guy that won't be a receiver very long. So they found a way. They'll keep it together because I think they still have enough pros on that team to make it a legitimate run in the playoffs.
You know, you think about teams that have two world-class receivers. They're not very common. We had it here with Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt. And it seems like they never had any kind of issues between them.
No. You know what? Because they were pros. I mean, those guys really understood it. You think about Holt and Bruce and Marshall Faulk, three of the greatest offensive players St. Louis has ever seen,
yep.
Okay? I throw Roy Green in that conversation. Yeah. I mean, there's of the greatest receivers or greatest athletes on football in a football uniform, Jackie Smith, Roy Green, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Jim Hart. I mean, that's a pretty good collection of people. But I think with the Rams, they all were all in all the time. And I think that comes from experienced players and a really good coaching staff who knew how to push the right button on guys to make them feel inclusive. You know, they went one season without dropping a ball in practice.
Mm. Wow.
Which I still find that to be incredible, but every player that I knew on that team, including Mike Martz, who was a coach, said that they never dropped the ball in practice.
Huh. And then the Eagles, a couple years ago, they had some locker room issues like this where they limped into the playoffs, you know, went out early, regrouped to win the Super Bowl the next year. It's interesting with Sirianni because I don't really think he seems very temperamental as a coach, which I don't know how much that's helping the locker room there with all the issues they are having.
He probably has a press conference that lasts maybe two questions too long and says things that you probably wish, do we really need that right now? But it'll be interesting because they've been there, done that.
Yep.
I think if they get in, and it looks like they will, they're going to be a handful for somebody because they can play it any way you want. They can run the ball. They have some really good receivers. Jalen Carter defensively, there's not a man alive that can block him one-on-one. Yep. My concern is their offensive tackle situation. If they can get that figured out, they can be a handful. Because I don't think there's another team in the NFC that really has stood out. Now, I know everybody's falling in love with the Chicago Bears, but, you know, this is their first rodeo this late in the season. But and the other teams in the NFC, San Francisco is a team I'd be concerned about.
You
but
know, everybody depends, else is as, wide as open. You watch the season play out early on, you looked at Green Bay and you thought they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden down to earth. Right now, the hot team, at least for me, is the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And but as you say, you get into these playoffs and anything's liable to happen.
Anything can happen. And, you know, it's almost like in basketball where you take the air out of the ball and you look for – win certain possessions. This now will come down to the chess match of showing certain plays early, putting them in your back pocket, and then in that third quarter, late in the third quarter, here's something you never saw on film before. And that's where I think the coaching comes into play in practicing those plays all year only to save them for a key playoff situation.
The 49ers worry me because, I mean, I think they got one of the best players in McCafferty, but he takes – a beating in those games.
He's fragile.
I don't know
man.
How yeah. this man is going to make it through the playoffs.
Well, we're going to find out. I like their makeup because they have good balance. I mean, they're not dominant in anything, but when you look up, they have 35 points on the board. And it's somebody doing something different every day. And I have to give their coach a lot of credit. Yeah, you took a guy in their quarterback, and his name escapes me.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, who was he was the last guy taken in the draft.
Yeah.
And then when he goes down, you have a former first-round pick in Mac Jones that they didn't miss a beat. Mm. So you took who some would say was the worst guy in the draft, and you had the guy who was considered the top guy in that, those particular drafts, and you still get positive results. That says a lot about the coaching
and
staff.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, he looked great in that system,
yeah, he
in that
did.
Shanahan
yeah,
system.
I haven't seen one who – you go back, Garoppolo – Colin Kaepernick, you know, you named some guys that were just household, they weren't even household names, that found a way to have some reasonable success. And they could be a handful, too.
Yep.
You got to stay healthy.
Do you have a favorite for the Super Bowl?
Not really.
It's open, man.
Yeah, I like it that way. I'm not a guy who has his paraphernalia wearing my jersey, you know, because certain teams. I just like watching good football.
He is Mike Claiborne, and I tell you what, I get to spend some social time with Mike. This is exactly what I do. I sit and quiz him like this. I learn a lot. Fun dude to be with. It's John Hancock, John Hancock, Kelly. We got one more segment till Gas House Gang. Stick around. It is Hancock and Kelly. We've had a good time sitting in for Chris and Amy. We're going to take you up till noon where you'll be joined by Mike Claiborne and Renee Knott. For the Gas House Gang, I'm going to take you, Mr. Hancock, to the pool hall.
I'm ready.
And take you to the woodshed as it relates to a little snooker.
Well, we'll see how that goes, Michael.
How is your game?
Well, I went into a dull period, Mike. Mm-hmm. My buddy here broke the tip off of my cue.
Mm-hmm.
And that then...
A tactical move on his part.
Yeah. No, okay. And that produced some rough terrain. But I got a new tip.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, you should always have another one.
Yeah, I got it. It's on there now.
All right.
And the last two times I played, let's see, I think I took 4 out of 5 from Michael.
Yeah.
And then I think I took 4 out of 5 from Junior over here. So I would say the game is ascending.
You're back.
Yes,
well, we'll
yes.
see as it relates to today. I mean, he says I broke his tip. His stick fell, and I happened to be next to it when it fell down. So.
And you happened to step on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't step on it, but... I figured, well, how long will it take Georgianne to repair this thing? Because gosh knows my buddy doesn't know how to do that stuff.
We got her done.
So an afternoon of billiards today.
We're going to do a little snooker, and And then
now, does this come with refreshments too?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. All so right. Holiday cheer is what we like to call it, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, and John Jr., are you going to join us?
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be pulling for Mike Kelly in the games I'm not playing in, that's for sure.
Yeah, and wow. If we're lucky, our buddy the Ukrainian.
Yes, the Ukrainian Thunder. Simon, yes.
He may show up, and then it becomes the Irishman and the Ukrainian versus the Hancocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
No international incidents, though.
No, nothing. Okay. Nothing
not
to speak
yet.
Of.
Not yet.
No, we think he's Ukrainian. He tells us he's Ukrainian.
Oh, he's Ukrainian.
Is he?
Yeah.
I figure most Russians tell you they're Ukrainian these days, because I've run into a bunch of people down in Florida that are like, oh, yeah, we're Ukrainian.
That's a good point.
Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
If that many of you, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I understand it.
We got the Ukrainian Thunder. We got the Lion of India. Shows up every now and then.
Who's the best female player you ever played against?
Don't say me, Hancock. I'll come over and punch you.
You know, I don't know that I've ever played against a female.
Sexist.
Player. Certainly not in snooker.
When I was in college, there was a woman.
Yeah.
She was the best bowler and best pool player, snooker player I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Same person.
A bowler, too.
Mookie Betts' mother.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's in the family.
Oh, my. Listen, you do not want to, you do not want to mess with her.
Really?
And talk to.
Is that, and then she obviously produced a world-class athlete, but isn't that frustrating? You're around world-class athletes all the time, that it doesn't matter what they do, they're good at it.
It just happens.
It's just hand-eye or something they have.
And the rest of us in the world are trying to search to find out what are we really good at. And they're born with it.
You know, talking about Mookie's mom, he seems, and I'm sure you know him.
Yeah.
He seems like just a tremendous person.
He's a classy guy.
Yeah.
Classy guy. But, bowling is good.
Rich, too.
Bowling is big in their family, as is pool. And, again, I would warn you ahead of time.
Don't mess with it.
I learned the hard way.
How are you at bowling, Hancock?
It's been a minute.
You'd have to play with the bumpers and, you know.
No. But you know what my problem in bowling is? Speed. I've never been able to get the speed up. I've got the hook down and, you know, but it's.
But sometimes that's good, though. You know.
Remember Earl Anthony?
Oh, yeah.
The left-hander?
Left-hander, yeah.
And
exactly.
Not a big speed bowler.
Johnny Petraglia was a guy like that, too. Yep. I mean, we had so many great bowlers who were from St. Louis.
Nelson Burton.
Oh, the Webbers.
Weber.
Yeah.
Pete, his son.
Yeah, yep. Pete. I mean, we had
I am who I am, or what's he yell? You think you can beat me? Or he's got a meme out there.
He was good for the game.
Yes, he was. Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? I am. Yeah, I worked at a golf course, Bogey Hills Country Club in St. Charles.
Yeah.
And he and his dad came and played all the time. I think he may still belong.
Weber, the nicest man that's ever in sports. Period.
And like the first celebrity from bowling, right?
Yes.
Not just in St. Louis, but worldwide.
He was the face of the sport at one point.
Yeah, he was.
But just. The nicest person you'll ever meet.
Ray Bluth lived in my neighborhood growing up.
That's another one. Good one here.
Ray Bluth, never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. He was on the team with
Where else in America could we be talking about bowling on a Friday?
Yeah.
On this show. This is why people tune in.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's
going
to be
said. There has to be some reason. Remember the old Strike and Spare bowling alley there at Schutz and Lindbergh?
So I used to go to Normandy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I would go. And Myrtle Schulte, who was a Hall of Fame bowler, she kind of ran the joint, and she was a senior at that point. All May Bowl. That's what we would do every Saturday morning.
Nice. How was your game?
I was okay. I don't know if I'm any good anymore because I don't do it enough.
Right.
But it's a nice thing to do.
Have you played in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Yes.
You have?
Yes. Yes.
I've not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I don't know if they call those bar bowling alleys they put together that are about a third of the size. I've played those before in the last 5 years.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that you're there for a different reason.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with
trying
score.
To knock something else down.
That's most bowling alleys, though.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. So yeah, but the billiards, you know, we'll see how it goes.
All right, buddy.
Well, good luck today.
He's beatable.
Yeah. All right. So we got to wrap this up. It's been Hancock and Kelly. Don't forget, you can see us Sunday morning, 8:30, Fox 2.
One of my favorite things I do on Sunday morning.
Are you going to watch it?
I watch it
What
every
are we
Sunday.
Doing this week? We're doing a
look back on 2025.
The biggest stories of 2025, and then we'll do a look forward of what we think is going to happen in the year ahead.
Yeah.
and the week in the year.
Ahead. What's your prediction for what's going to happen politically this coming year?
Locally or nationally?
Nationally.
I think we'll have a change in the House.
Yep.
I think obviously we're going to have a new county executive.
Yep.
And that's going to be interesting to watch how that thing unfolds. And I think we hopefully will get back to more civility.
Amongst open one parties. Hand and do something in the other. Yeah, I don't think it's coming.
You know, brother. I mean, this can't continue. It can't.
I think my big bold prediction: not only will the Democrats win the House, they'll win the Senate as
that's
well.
That's a tougher slog.
I think they wind up getting both chambers and
could.
Making the president's life miserable as best they can.
Yeah, they could. Although the makeup of the seats that are up in 26 would favor the GOP, but I mean if Trump's approval numbers don't recover, then you may very well be right. That's Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Mike Claiborne, who's going to be here with Rene Knott for your Gas House Gang on a Friday afternoon on the 26th of December. KMOX is 100 years and 2 days old today. See you around the corner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.